reservations of freedom of speech and how it's applied or not applied. Guido Fawkes, Jacob Sam LaRose, Sir William Atkinson, and Dame Liz Forgan and Eric Rudin are enlightened funders. Also, not least, Kamala. As a board member, Kamala gives up a lot of her time to help us to promote Free Word and its mission. And she's been involved in planning some of the events in the festival with me. The festival starts tomorrow, and I'm very pleased to tell you that the first event organised by Arvon is already sold out. Over 100 people have booked to hear from the many authors who will be presented here tomorrow night, amongst them Jake Arnott and Kate Pullinger. But there are only 2 out of the 40 or so writers, novelists, poets, journalists and commentators who will be taking part in the Free Word Festival. And they're not just from the UK. We've got lots of people participating in the festival who've come from far-flung places, as far from Singapore and also Portugal. You've seen many of these brochures around, and so do pick one up, and I hope to see many of you coming back here to the Free Word Centre over the next month, and I hope you'll enjoy the events we've put on for you. The festival came together super fast. It really was a team effort. Originally, we'd only planned to do something for about a week, but all the resident organisations in this building had such fantastic ideas, I couldn't turn them away. And so the festival's grown to be about 3.5 weeks long. The fact that we kept extending it and the fact that so many ideas were generated so fast, I think bodes really well for the future of the Free Word Centre. We've had numerous messages of support from many illustrious figures, amongst them Tony Benn, Jung Chang, Michael Holroyd, Tom Stoppard, and Sarah Waters, the Booker shortlist, who's on the Booker shortlist. It would take too long to read them all out, but I picked out just a couple for you tonight. This is from Tom Stoppard. Every good wish is due to the vision made real, a hub for working writers and for ideas and action in support of writing and freedom. Writing and reading can be lonely endeavours, but what we value about literature is its power to connect. Hurrah then for the Free Word Centre, which brings writers, readers and thinkers together for the celebration of literature and the protection of expression, and for friendship and for debate. And that's from Sarah Waters. Wonderful, isn't it? Now, we're inviting all of you to contribute your thoughts on the Free Word Centre, and someone will help you tie them to the olive tree just behind you there. So please, get your pens out and get scribbling. So, as well as thanking Ursula and the board, I want to say a very special thank you to my colleague, Rachel Buchanan, who's the general manager at Free Word, and without whom and without the team, none of this would have been possible tonight. They've worked round the clock to make this a wonderful party. So thank you, Rachel. As we've heard from Ursula tonight, the journey to Free Word has been a long one. And there are other colleagues I must thank. The directors of all the resident organisations at Free Word have made me feel very welcome. So thank you to you all, and your support has meant a lot to me. So is this the end of the road? Certainly not. It's only the start of the next part of the journey. So I have chosen something for you tonight from the Turkish poet Nazım Hikmet, whom many of you, as many of you will know, was imprisoned for many years of his life. This is 9 to 10 p.m. The most beautiful sea hasn't been crossed yet. The most beautiful child hasn't grown up yet. Our most beautiful days we haven't seen yet. And the most beautiful words I wanted to tell you, I haven't said yet. They've taken us prisoner. They've locked us up. Me inside the walls and you outside. But that's nothing. The worst is when people, knowingly or not, carry prison inside themselves. Most people have been forced to do this. Honest, hard-working, good people who deserve to be loved as much as I love you. And I love you all. So welcome to Free Word, and I hope you enjoy the party.